40 million cars on the road today have ADAS systems that need calibrated after a collision. The federal government just dropped $25 million into ASE training over 4 years because they finally had to admit out loud what every shop owner already knows. There aren't enough techs who know what they're doing. Here's the thing. That money isn't a solution. It's a confession. Washington just put a number on the skills gap, and that number is $25 million, and 4 years before it even starts moving the needle. What that means for you right now is this. If your tech isn't certified and current, you're not just slow, you're exposed. I'm watching insurers reject calibration claims specifically because the person who performed the work can't prove current competency. That's not a guess. That's happening on ROs today. The gap between what's rolling into your shop and what your team is credentialed to fix is getting wider every quarter. Not slower, wider. New model years, new sensor configurations, new OEM procedures dropping constantly. So while DC congratulates itself for noticing the problem, you've got cars in your lot right now that need calibrated by someone who can prove they know how. The hot take? The federal government spending $25 million to fix a problem your shop has to solve this week is a little like your insurer telling you the supplement's under review while the rental clock runs. Get your people certified. Don't wait for the grant money to trickle down.